There are so many good songs about consecration in our hymn book, and it's hard to choose one. But my attention's drawn to number 395, Is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice? And I'm sure that as you sing this song, that you'll see the connection between many of the things that our brother Tim has shared with us. We're here to at Pilgrim Camp to consecrate ourselves to God afresh. And as we heard, day by day, moment by moment. You know, my friend Bowie Curry, who was a pastor in Virginia, he lived here at camp while I lived here. And we were in a lot of meetings. We lived here all year round. And every meeting we heard, give yourself to God, give yourself to God. You know, Bowie said it was kind of like that fella I saw on TV. Maybe some of you have seen something like this. He has like a reed and a plate with a rim on the bottom. And he puts the plate on the top of the reed, and he shakes the reed, and the plate begins to spin, and the plate is spinning on top of the reed, and he lets it go, and it balances. Then he picks up another plate, and he spins that one. And now he's got two plates balanced and spinning, and then he does another one, right? And he's got like 10 plates. His goal is to get them all spinning at the same time. But when he gets to plate number four, number one starts wobbling. So he runs back to number one, and he spins it again. And now it's spinning again, and now he's back to number five, and number two's having a problem. And he says, that's how it was living at Pilgrim Camp. You know, you heard on Monday, humility. Seek humility. So we seek humility. Pray, God, make us humble. Tuesday, seek purity. Purity of life. Okay, we're seeking purity and humility, and now we have to, you know, seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then we need to, oh, but we got to get back to humility again. And you were just always, like, consecrating yourself over and over, back and forth, and kind of wore you out after a while. And I don't say that to discourage you, but, you know, as we just give ourselves to Jesus every day and say, Lord, I belong to you. And Lord, if there's anything in my life that is not on the altar, if it's slipped off somehow, Lord, you take care of that. And you don't have to get into a strain about it. It's a joy to give ourselves to Jesus and just recognize every day I belong to him. You don't have to lose your consecration. You just maintain it by acknowledging every day, Lord, nothing has changed. I gave myself to you yesterday. I'm still yours. I'm still yours. And we do that every day at Pilgrim Camp. And God will deepen our consecration and establish it more firmly in our lives. So let's sing that song, number 395. And then we'll go to our duties, and the guests will enjoy their time here. At 4:15, today is Thursday, we have a staff meeting here in this room, prayer meeting. And if you're not on duty, that would be a meeting you're required to be here. From 4:15 to about 4:45. And so when you come and expect that God will use you to pray. I'm really looking forward to times of seeking God together with our staff and guests. And so our main purpose in being at camp is to seek God. And so come with that attitude. Here's a chance to seek God together and let God use you. Okay, here we go. 395.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly fervently prayed. But you cannot be blessed and be perfectly blessed.
Praise God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the things that we've heard this morning and the call to give ourselves fully to Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to want us, and to want every part of us, Lord. And so, Jesus, as we're here at Pilgrim Camp, we want to give ourselves to you afresh. And every day we want to recognize that we belong to you, that you have the right to do whatever you want to do in our lives and to use us in any way you choose to. Lord, we know that you have great things in store for us, but so much of that depends upon whether we give ourselves to you.
Yes.
And we don't want to miss anything that God has planned for our lives. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll help us to keep consecrated, keep on that altar, recognize every day that I don't belong to myself, but I belong to Jesus. And then when your Spirit speaks to us, we pray that you'll help us to let you have your way, that you'll give us the response that you're looking for, and that you'll bring about the changes that will make us more like yourself. Bless us today as we go about our duties and enjoy fellowship today with you and one another, and cover us with your precious blood, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you all.